You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon.
Featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. This week we're reading a reflection from Lynn Sanders, a talented slam poetry artist from Montana who has competed nationally. Sanders, who grew up in Billings, manages a nonprofit art center and leads a community poetry group in Missoula. She reflects on the strange presence of wildness that remains after life is gone. She writes,
"My love for living creatures dissuaded me from admiring the art of taxidermy. That is, until I met Henry. Henry was an African buffalo. His body had since decomposed and renewed the soils of his home continent, while his shoulders and slightly turned head remained here, dismounted and sitting on a cement basement floor in Montana. When my best friend's mother introduced me to Henry, we responded, like most introductions, by standing in silence, waiting for the other to speak. In the long pause, a spider crawled across Henry's glass eye. Neither of us blinked. His bold stare commanded attention, even now when there was no action to take. My best friend's mother and I met for tea whenever I visited from college. Every trip home, I would have to drive past the exit my friend had taken on a cold October day. It's an exit that yields a classic mountain road, curling into the landscape to a trailhead, a trail system, and a river. I'd like to believe she went for a hike there before returning to her car, where they found her. The taxidermy world would call it a kill shot. In our world, it was reported suicide. I've heard it said that good taxidermy preserves not only the animal, but the hunt, the solidarity, and the intimate moments with the wildness. As we stood with Henry in the basement, it was hard to tell which of us was breathing, blinking, thinking. Her mother and I froze in time, staring into the nothingness with a bold look, as though there were something we could have done."
Sanders pairs her reflection with a piece by the internationally acclaimed poet Eduardo Chirinos, a professor at the University of Montana, where the sports mascot is a grizzly bear. Chirinos' poem speaks to the constant presence of bears in the West, real, symbolic, and stuffed. They are symbols of our sports teams, logos for food products, plush stuffed toys, and strangely, decorations for homes, malls, and airports.
This poem about bears comes from Chirinos' book titled Written in Missoula.
Bears, for Christine Wilcox. In this city dedicated to the bear, I haven't seen a bear yet, except in the airport lounge, where one such specimen is stuffed. Do you know the story? It was found near Port Hyden, Alaska, where a hunter had left it for dead as food for the birds. A merciful soul restored it to a frozen pose with a ferocity in which time and every season forever stands still. Silent in its glass display case, the bear awaits the hunter's return. It knows he will come. It's still waiting for him.
A poem by Eduardo Chirinos.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Five Valleys Land Trust, protecting water, wildlife, farms, and ranches throughout western Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.